Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
We're going to go through the catechism this morning. The Keach's Catechism, also known as the Baptist Catechism. It is 118 questions and answers, and we'll go over one question a week. Give you a little bit of brief history on it. The Catechism has been said to have been written by Hercules Collins, but published and attributed to Benjamin Keach. Keach was a particular Baptist minister. He lived from 1640 to 1704. He was one of the signers of the 1689 London Baptist Confession. He was also responsible for the implementation of hymn singing in the church. Let us open in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the day, Lord. Lord, we pray that you'd open the book to us this morning, dear God. That you would use my mouth, Lord, and you'd use my mind to bring glory into yourself, Father. That you'd open the ears and eyes and hearts of your people this morning, Lord, to show them the truth of who you are and how magnificent that our God is. Lord, we love you. Father, I pray that you'd hide me behind the cross this morning, Lord. Be with me, Father. Be with us all. In Christ's name we ask these things. Amen. Let's turn the Bible to Isaiah 44, verse 6. The first question of the catechism is, who is the first and best of beings? The answer is, God is the first and best of beings. The catechism has given us three proof texts, Isaiah 44, verse 6, Psalms 8, 1, and also Psalms 97, verse 9. Let's look at Isaiah 44, 6 first. Thus saith the Lord, the King of Israel, and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts. I am the first, and I am the last, and beside me there is no God. Now I want you to notice in this passage of Scripture that there are five points here. He is the Lord, the King. He is also the Redeemer. He is the Lord of hosts, also could be known as the Lord of armies. He is the first and the last. And he says, besides me, there is no God. Let's look at Isaiah 43, verse 1. Turn over a page. And let's look at his kingship. Verse 1, but now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by name. Thou art mine. Look also at Psalm 10. Verse 16. Keep your hand in Isaiah, though. Verse 16 says, the Lord is king forever and ever. The heathen are perished out of his land. Go back to Isaiah, verse 45. We'll look at him as Redeemer. Let's look at verses 15 and verse 17. Verse 15, verily thou art a God that hidest thyself, O God of Israel, the Savior. Verse 17, but Israel shall be saved in the Lord with an everlasting salvation. Ye shall not be ashamed nor confounded, world without end. Turn back to Isaiah 43. Let's look at verses 1 and also verse 14. But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by name. Thou art mine. Verse 14 as well. Thus saith the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. For your sake I have sent Babylon and have brought down all their nobles and the Chaldeans whose cry is in the ships. Look at Psalm 24, the Lord of hosts. verses 8 through 10. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O you gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Selah. We see here that he is first and last. Let's go back to Isaiah, look at chapter 41, verse 4. Who hath wrought and done it, calling the generations from the beginning? I, the Lord, the first with the last. I am he. Look at Isaiah 48:12. Hearken unto me, O Jacob and Israel, my called. I am he. I am the first. I am also the last. Look at chapter 44 in Isaiah. He is the only God. Look at verse 8. Fear ye not, neither be afraid. Have not I told thee from that time and have declared it? Ye are even my witnesses. Is there a God beside me? Yea, there is no God. I know not any. Look at Isaiah 45, one page over, verses 5, and also 21. I am the Lord, and there is none else. There is no God beside me. I girded thee, though thou hast not known me. Verse 21. Tell ye, and bring them near. Yea, let them take counsel together. Who hath declared this from ancient time? Who hath told it from that time? Hath not I the Lord? And there is no God else beside me. A just God and a Savior, there is none beside me. Let's go to our second proof text, Psalm 8, verse 1. And I'm just trying to go to Scripture this morning and let the Lord explain to us himself who he is. Psalm 8, 1. I'm trying to keep everything in Psalms and Isaiah where we don't have to turn all over the Bible. All right, Psalm 8, 1. Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy glory above the heavens. Now notice here he says that he is our Lord and that he is excellent is his name and that his glory is above the heavens. Let's look also at Psalm 8 verse 9 here for him being our Lord. Our Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Psalm 105 verses 1 through 4. Give thanks unto the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people. Sing unto him, sing psalms unto him, talk ye of all his wondrous works. Glory ye in his holy name, let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Seek the Lord in his strength, seek his face forevermore. Turn over to Psalm 148, verse 13. We'll see the excellency of his name. Verse 13, let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is excellent. His glory is above the earth and heaven. Let's go to Psalm 57. You see that his glory transcends even the heavens. Psalm 57, verse 5, and also verse 11. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory be above all the earth. Verse 11, be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory be above all the earth. Look at Psalm 113, verse 4. Give me all some practice this morning, find the scripture. Verse 4, the Lord is high above all nations, and his glory above the heavens. Let's go to our third proof text, Psalm 97, verse 9. Verse 9 says, for thou, Lord, art high above all the earth, and thou art exalted above all lower gods, lowercase gods. We notice here in this text that he is high above the earth, and he is also exalted above all of the gods. Look at Psalm 83, verse 18, of his exaltation above the earth. Verse 18 says that men may know that thou, whose name alone is Jehovah, art the most high over all the earth. Look at Psalms 82 on the same page here. Verse 1. God standeth in the congregation of the mighty. He judgeth among the gods, lowercase gods. And let's finish off our scripture reading this morning with Psalm 95. Verses 1 through 11, we'll read the whole chapter. O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving, and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God, and a great King above all gods. In his hands are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God. And we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your heart as in the provocation, as in the day of the temptation in the wilderness. When your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work. 40 years long I was grieved with this generation and said, it is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways. Unto whom I swear in my wrath that they should not enter into my rest. Brethren, I pray this morning that we would enter into his rest. And I want to we've brought out 10 points in these three passages of scripture this morning. He is the Lord, the King. He is the Redeemer. The Lord of hosts, or the Lord of armies. He is the first and the last, the only God. He is our Lord. His name is excellent. His glory far exceeds all the heavens. He is transcendent. He is highly exalted in all the earth, and he is highly exalted above all gods. Now I want to give an application to these 10 points this morning. And I ask you this morning, is he your Lord and King? Is he your Redeemer? Does the Lord of hosts fight for you? Is he your first and last? Is he your only God? Is there things that tug at your heart that pull you away from him? Are you his subject under his lordship? Have you yielded to his will in your life? Do you stand in awe of his glory? Is he highly exalted above all the earth to you? Is he highly exalted above all other lowercase gods to you? It's my prayer this morning, brethren, saints of God, that going through this study, this catechism, seasoned and mature saints, that it would grow your faith and draw you closer to our Lord and our Savior. Young Christians, I pray that this would stir in your heart, that the Holy Spirit would convict you and draw you closer to a relationship with our Lord. And those of you who are outside of Christ this morning, I pray that the Holy Spirit would prick your heart. I pray that he would convict you of your sins. I pray that you would come to a saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior. Amen. Close with the question again. Who is the first and best of beings? God is the first and best of beings. Father, we thank you for the day, Lord. Thank you for the opportunity, dear Lord, to speak the truth of your word. I pray, Lord, that the good seed went forth this morning, Lord, and that it would accomplish what you sent it to accomplish, Lord. I pray that it would bring forth some 30, some 60, some hundredfold. Lord, I pray for the prayer time we're about to receive, dear God, the Sunday school with the children. I pray for the services here coming up in the next hour. Lord, blessed, be glorified in it, Father. Prepare our hearts. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we ask these things. Amen.
Is that recorded, Patrick? Huh? Was that recorded?